Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and Celsius energy drink. Right now, we go back to the sports line. We welcome to the program, first time ever, head coach for Northwest Football. We have Stafford Newsom joining us today. Coach Newsom, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking time and being here with us today. And boy, I tell you, Mountie football, Coach Newsom, they're getting off to a pretty good start this year.
Yes, we are. Kids are enjoying it, playing hard, so we'll take it.
And we'll jump into that in a little bit more. But last year, and I know this is your first year being head coach of the Mounties, but last year they got the one win to start off the season at Eaton Rapids, and then they just kind of had a difficult road to go. Right now, 3-1, and I think tied for second in conference play. From what you can tell us, what's tied for third? What can you tell us? What's different between this team and last year from what you can tell?
I think, really honestly, it's just the brotherhood amongst our guys. No one is above the team, and we've preached, you know, doing what's best for yourself, but also the team at the same time, and the team's going to be placed ahead of us. A big word for us is being committed, and we have pushed that word a lot to our guys throughout the summer, and it's worked out for us well in the season too. You know, committed to your team, and down the road as a man, being committed to your family and your job, and just be present where you're at. And I think our guys really enjoy that, and they want to be valued, and they are.
Northwest football coach Stafford Newsom here with us. So far this year, you've got wins over Eaton Rapids, Ann Arbor, Gable, Richard, and something happened to Battle Creek, Harper Creek, and then you got a nice win over Penfield. So far on the season, I mean, it's pretty good. Your guys, with the exception of the Harper Creek game, your guys have been able to put up decent numbers. You're putting points on the board.
Yeah. And again, I think it goes to, you know, I mean, obviously our offense is different than it was last year, but we have a rotation at running back. We obviously have a guy who runs the ball hard for us more than most guys. You know, he touches it more, as to say, but our offensive line, they fire out and they move bodies and they take great pride in that. And they know they're probably not going to get their name in the paper a lot, but again, it's about being committed and doing what's best for the team also.
Stafford Newsom, head coach of Mountie football on The Daily. Tell us about some of the guys on the team. Who are the ones that are making a difference for you this year?
So a leader from us from day one, or for us from day one, is number 77, Easton Craig. Our right tackle, and defensively, he's one of our defensive ends. You know, last year he was a middle linebacker, and most guys don't want to go from being a middle linebacker to putting their hand in the dirt every play, and it's just not the glory thing. But, you know, we had some discussions with him, and he said, I'll do whatever is best for the team, and if it helps us win, I'll do whatever. And getting big names like that, big guys for us, our leaders, guys who are voted captains, either teammates, to buy into what we're doing, you know, assess the tone for everybody else. So got a guy like Easton doing great jobs, moving bodies for us. Our quarterback, J.R. Morrow, number 3. Last year he was a wide receiver. And this kid can throw the ball. Like, he can put it in your pocket. He can throw it on a rope. And then our offense, we run the ball 95% of the time. And he has not complained one time about not throwing the ball. A kid with a great arm that can throw it has not complained one time about not throwing the ball, opening up the playbook and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's contagious too for the rest of our guys. And then number 10, our running back, who gets the ball 25, 30, sometimes close to 40 times a game. He's just a hard runner, you know, another guy. All three of these guys have been voted captains by their teammates, by their peers, because of what they did in the summer. And you know, Isaiah Haas, number 10, runs the ball real hard for us. He hits the hole, and when we're in practice, he goes the same speed he does in a game, 100 miles an hour. So they set the tone with the way they approach life and the way they approach practice, and guys are following that.
Stafford Newsom, head coach of Northwest football. So if I'm hearing what you're saying, we're looking at a good ground game coming up with our game on Friday against Western. What type of offense formation do you run? Are we going to see a wing, or what are we going to see?
Well, we call it bear set, and once again, our guys have bought into it. I throw my hands up in the air, make a little bear sound, and they echo it back. So it's really a power eye with a double tight end set.
Okay.
And everyone knows what we're doing. We're trying to move the ball straight ahead.
So it's really Big Ten-esque then. It's like right up the middle. We're just going to dominate the line.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
And we got a couple of, sorry to cut you off. We got a couple of wrestlers that came out this year. Number 11, Adam Acelius, who was a state champ for us. And number 22, Braden Garrity. And we call those guys our bear cubs, or the bear brothers. And, you know, they go in there and they're not going to get the ball a lot. And they'd rather block than run the ball. I really believe that. And they just try to knock some heads off. They do a great job of it.
So it's more like an offense where you're just going to be getting chunks. You're going to kind of roll and get chunks here and there. You don't really have plays in there that break out for big ones, but you're just going to keep moving right forward, positive yards every time.
That's right. So we do have some plays that have broken off a few here and there for some big gains, but our mindset is, you know, if we get 3 yards every time, 3 times 4 is 12, that's a first down. Let's keep doing it.
So what's your time of possession like so far in the year?
We've had a few drives that are close to 10 minutes.
Wow.
I would say in the first 2 weeks especially, we probably had the ball 80 to 85% of those games, which helps our defense. You know, our defense is doing a great job. Coach Greer does a great job coaching those guys up on a weekly basis every day, reminding them of their jobs and what their assignments are. He's second to none. He's a great dude, great coach. But, I mean, our offense and our defense go hand in hand. They help each other. You know, defense gets some threes and outs for us, and then our offensive identity is let's hold the ball and punch it in at the end of this drive.
Northwest football coach Stafford Newsom here with us. And I'm looking at common opponents. I'm going to get to Western here in just a second, but I'm looking at common opponents, and you got a 34-22 win over Penfield. Western, when they faced Penfield earlier in the year, they had a 64-0 win over Penfield. So it kind of looks like it's such a small sample when you only have one common opponent between you guys at this point of the season, but just looking at that, it looks like they might have a little tougher of a defense. What are you doing to prepare for Western and their D this week?
Well, to be honest, I mean, it goes back to being committed to what we're doing. Like, we know our identity. We can't control anything Western's going to do. And every week we can't control what the other team's going to do. But we're going to try to improve what we do well and get better at things we don't do well. So we're going to control what we can control. And if Western's a better defense than Penfield was, great. We're ready for it. We want to run the ball still. So, I mean, that's really where we're at. And we rep, you know, more runs at it. With their five-man front. We think we may get a 5 or a 6-man front from them sometimes, and we're ready to run.
With that type of offense, guys knowing, you know, other teams coming in knowing what you're going to do, are you finding that they're just putting more guys in the box just to stop that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So coming up on Friday, Western Northwest, big rivalry game. And we did a poll earlier in the year, and I believe that the Northwest-Western rival, no matter what the sport was, came out on top as far as rivalries here in Jackson. What do you do different? And with this being your first year at walking the sidelines as a Mountie, well, I guess it's kind of like a bear Mountie. What's this game mean to you? What's this game mean to your team?
Well, it means a lot, obviously, and, you know, the fact that we're so close as school districts and as programs, our kids know their kids and their kids know our kids, and they know when they see each other throughout the rest of the year in different sports. But all that being said, you know, it's really another game. It's another Friday. It's a game that, and it's why football is the best sport. Like, we get one time to play these guys, unless we both make the playoffs and somehow draw each other. This would be the one and only time we play them in football.
Yeah.
So I know it's a rivalry week, and there are stories from guys who have played in the past from here and there from both squads, but in all reality, we sell it to our guys as It's another week. It's another game. It's another four quarters that we get to play hard.
Stafford Newsom, head coach of Mountie football on the daily. Every coach is going to say, hey, it's this week, it's this game. But I'm going to ask you maybe to step out of that scope a little bit, because looking at your schedule, you've got a ticked off Lumen team coming up next week. And a few weeks down the road, you've got a Hastings team that is absolutely rolling right now. Marshall's no slouch, too. What do you have to do to be contenders at the end of the season for the I-8 conference?
Sure. Again, control what we can control, keep practicing hard, get better at what we're doing well, and try to get better at what we're not doing well. I mean, I know that's a cliche answer you could say, but those teams you just named off, I mean, Coldwater, we still have them to go. They always have grown men up front. You know, and I mean, guys in high school with full grown beards getting off the bus for them. And there's no game in the I-8 where you look at it and say, that's an easy win. Like, this is a tough conference. And I've had the discussion with a lot of people, and a lot of us agree that it may be one of the toughest conferences in the state of Michigan, top to bottom. So when you name those teams off, it's like, yeah, some may be having more success than others, but it really is. And I can't step out of the box. I know you want me to, but it is a week-by-week basis, and, you know, all summer long we were worried about week one, and a lot of people want to talk about the I-8. It's like, no, let's worry about week one, then week two, and then we'll get into the I-8. So for us, all those other schools down the road, when we get to them that week, we'll worry about them, but right now we're only worried about ourselves and Western.
No, you just fall in line with what all the other coaches do when I ask that question, so that's fine. Totally expected. But all right, so with you being first year as a head coach, what was that process like? I mean, when you decided, hey, this is the job I want to take, and just kind of take us through that journey from day one to where you are right now, and enlighten our listeners as to what the experience has been like for you so far.
Sure. So I actually have taught at Northwest for the past 11 years now. This is year 12 of teaching here. Coach on the past two coaching staffs. Did 3 years in Napoleon, and even at that Napoleon coaching, I love my time there. Love those guys I worked with and the kids. But Northwest was always home to me. It's where I wanted to be. It's where I felt like I wanted to coach, needed to coach, needed to be, you know, a coaching figure, father figure to our young men here. It's a job that I wanted, you know, and I worked hard for it, I thought. I still feel like I did, you know, a lot of volunteer hours here and there. And part of that is I want the community to be better. And my wife and I, we have five kids, and we want our kids, as they get older, to volunteer and get back to their community, because if we don't practice what we're preaching, we can't expect them to do it. So when the job came open, I sat down, I put my portfolio together, and I went through the process, and I was 100% honest with people, you know, and I think that's a big thing. And our kids know, like, we have, so last year we have a bunch of formations with four or five receivers. And I told them, hey, if we can get in a game and not throw the ball one time, we're not going to throw the ball. And our kids know that now, like, I told them that day one, and they get it. Like, that's who we are. It's what we are. It's what we do. But yeah, the process was, you know, go through it all like you're supposed to. And when Mr. Galloway called me in and said they'd like to offer me the position, I was probably the happiest guy in America. And probably sounds odd to a lot of people to say, well, you just took over a program with one win and you're the happiest guy. But it's like, this is where I want to be. It's where my family is, where my kids go to school. It's where I want to turn things around at, you know, for our kids here at in the building and the program. So
Stafford Newsom, head coach of Northwest football. One win last year, but this year you've already got three wins on the 3-1, tied for third in the I-8. Is this kind of where you thought you'd be right now?
I hate to do this to you again, but I mean, when I first got the job, I was so worried about summer schedules, 7-on-7s, getting kids to come out that haven't played. Yeah. I never once thought about week four of the season. Getting into the summer, I was worried about, you know, getting kids the right equipment, making sure we have enough helmets, new practice pads and practice shoulder pads and jerseys coming in. And I never once looked back past Eaton Rapids. Now, am I happy where we're at? Sure. Would I rather be 4-0? Absolutely. But the biggest thing to me is, like, we're 3-1 because our kids are enjoying playing the game of football. And I don't think they've had that in a while. you know, as football athletes, they haven't had that enjoyment of playing and the brotherhood and the family atmosphere of going to practice, doing the daily grind, seeing the same guys every day, but still enjoying it when you walk off the field at the end of the day.
Final question, which I always like to ask for of our first-time coaches here on The Daily, and we're talking with Stafford Newsom, head coach of Northwest football. I don't want to talk about record at the end of the season. Don't want to talk about which kids put up the got the most yards or put up the most points. All that aside, for you, what marks a successful season for the Northwest Mounties? When it comes to the end of the season, you have your banquet, you're handing out awards. What marks a successful season for you?
Those kids come back, and at the banquet, they tell me they enjoyed having, you know, playing the game of football. They enjoyed each other. They enjoyed us as a coaching staff. I will be happy, you know, throwing some wins. I will be ecstatic, honestly. And I don't think you can measure it even at the banquet. I think you got to wait a couple years. And if we have 4 or 5 years go down the road, these kids are coming back to the program, telling their stories, building everything up from the bottom up. That's what I would say is success. Our guys start giving back to the program, even though they're removed from it. They're no longer putting on the pads, but they still view themselves as a Northwest Mountie football player. I'll take that.
Coach Stafford Newsom joining us here today on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Wishing you the best of luck rest of the way on this Mountie season, okay?
Hey, appreciate you so much. Appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.